Well, hi, Garrett. Garrett, thanks for calling back in. How's everything going for you?
Good. I'm a little tired, so.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm back on the road never again.
Well, that's good. That's always good to get back on the road. So I know that we were speaking before the call got disconnected. I sent an email out to you in the meantime. I don't know if you did maybe have a chance to take a look at that, but I'd certainly be happy to answer any questions that you might still have before we get this going here for you.
So how do I keep track of this? Is there an app, I guess?
Good question. Yeah, so there is a dedicated website that you can use. Local Splash will provide that to you with a username and a password. We're working on an app. We're beta testing it. There's still some things we're working out to make it a little bit more user-friendly. We haven't rolled it out yet, but it is something that we are working on. But you'll have my.localsplash.com. And then, of course, your dedicated username and password. You'll have 24/7 access to that reporting, and it updates throughout the day. So in very near real time, the most up-to-date information about how many calls you're getting, where they're coming from, what people are typing in, etc. Now, of course, the whole point is to get your phone ringing, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. I did see your website. I mean, it's kind of more of like a branding page, right? There's not a lot of information on there. Is that something that you built yourself, or did somebody else build that for you?
Yeah, no, that's something I just created.
So, I mean,
that's what I came up with.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, as long as people can see it, I mean, obviously it's got information about your company. People can put in their information and reach out to you. And just as an option for you, because as long as your website is on the first page where people can see it, you'll definitely get more phone calls. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have websites, or maybe they don't like their website. We would include a website at no additional cost. We could use the same exact domain that you already have. That's something that we can talk about down the road. But like I said, it's something that we would do for you at no additional cost if you wanted us to.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with your website, and as long as people can find it, I mean, a lot of business owners go the completely opposite route, the wrong route, in my opinion. They spend thousands and thousands of dollars. They wait months or even longer for, like, a web developer to build a website for them, and then if it's not on the first page where most people are looking, it just ends up like a digital business card or like a billboard on a dirt road. People don't even know it's there. And as long as your website's on the first page where people can see it, you'll get phone calls. But I'll put in there for the website upgrade. Just, you know, more content, more information. And that's part of what we do in that client interview. We know we talk to you in detail about the services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services. I know that you do travel. Like I said, we can target specific cities. If there are places even close to you that you don't really want to go, don't want to entertain phone calls from, then we don't run your ads there. And of course, we'll want to know, you know, if you know, want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We can use that logo, the tower, on the new website that we build out for you. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I mean, I can read the voice verification. I'm actually required to read it before I process your payment. It's pretty straightforward, though. Although it is recorded, you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. I do have it pulled up, Mr. Hightower, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Garrett, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Tower Electric.
And that's exactly how I have that. Mr. Hightower, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Garrett Hightower, and the owner.
Okay, perfect. And then, Garrett, as the owner of Tower Electric, of course, Mr. Hightower, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account, right? Of course. Now, Garrett, it says to get results as fast as possible. Mr. Hightower, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. Simply put, it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Garrett, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask, well, there's actually a couple of reasons. I mean, first of all, with all of the content that we will be creating for your business, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. Garrett, we're just saying if you hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Hightower, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Garrett, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Perfect. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, like I said, we'll build a new website on that existing domain. I also said, as we will, that no physical street address will appear for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new were to come along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service itself, and of course, with it being month to month, Garrett, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 18th of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, Mr. Hightower, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Garrett, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, on the existing domain, we will build, host, maintain, and update a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of just $299. Once again, Garrett, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service. It is offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Garrett, you can also pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. I mean, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Hightower, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Garrett, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And then you did still want to use that MasterCard with the middle initial of C on there?
Yes.
Okay. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. When you are ready, sir, if you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Okay. 5281 2800 0598 0955.
And then the expiration month and year?
0128.
And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
927.
927. I have 927, 927 on the back. I have January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. Mr. Hightower, was the card itself 5281 2800 0598 0955?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the billing address of that card?
6428 mm-hmm. North Highway 59.
You said 59, right? Not 69 North Highway 59.
Yes.
And is that Washington?
59.
Is that Washington County?
No, it's Crawford County. It's in Van Buren, Arkansas.
Oh, I gotcha. And what is the zip code?
72956.
72956. Okay. Now, in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so it's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. And Mr. Hightower, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or possibly the next business day if they get the email either very late in the day or after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will, in fact, be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The call is scheduled by the hour, but it only takes about a half an hour. So we can get you in at noon if that works for you. There's also a 1 o'clock, and then looks like later on this afternoon there's a 3. We might be booked out after that. Would noon or 1 o'clock work out for you?
Yeah, we can do noon.
Noon. Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer, just pretty basic questions off the top of your head regarding your business. So there would not be enough time for our automated system to send you the reminder email that goes out an hour prior. Instead, I'll send you a calendar invite. It's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to go to your email address. It's going to say localsplashcieng, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. I did actually want to do one more thing before I get you off the phone. Just a little bit of extra protection here on the account, another layer of security. In fact, a security question and answer, meaning that if anyone calls us, Garrett, and tells us that they are with Tower Electric, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask for you to verify the answer to the question, and especially important, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you start getting calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or even local Splash, I mean, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't get you that information basically right away, then you should not speak with them. If anybody tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that for sure would not be us. The voice verification was clear, and again, it clearly states it only bills on the 18th of the month and only for $2.99, and it would never be even a penny more. Now, Mr. Hightower, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in, and then what is the answer?
Pasadena.
Pasadena. Okay, I have to type that in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? Looks like you might have gotten
a couple of them.
Yeah, okay, so you got a couple of emails. One is your welcome email. It does have our client support information on there. Most emails do. It also does have your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system will be active maybe by the end of the day, if not by Monday or so, but we do need to do your client interview first for us to create that content for you to track. You can try to log in at any point in time, although you might get a message saying we're still trying to set everything up. When your tracking system is officially active, you will receive a notification by text and email. Your username is in our system the same way, and you cannot change it. It is easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It's the phone number that we're speaking on with the area code included, and this, again, is on your welcome email. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Your username is just the number, 479-208-2279. Looks like your default password is going to be Fab Google, F-A-B-G-O-O-G-L-E, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password at any time. And again, all of that information is on the welcome email that you received. There is another one that's fairly important. It doesn't have to be everything on here. The one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Of course, Google wants to make sure that every business online, especially those on the first page, are real, actual, legitimate companies that will answer the phone when called and will provide the services listed. So any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, if you've got a business card or anything like that, all of that does help us to kind of satisfy Google that you are an actual company. Again, it doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you send our way can help. The other email is the one that I actually do want you to take a look at. Now it's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open that one, it says something like, "Hello, Garrett. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." And then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see those two words, click here? It's on the initial on the initial invoice. If you click on the click here, it's going to go to the terms of experience, hyperlinked, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you. Feel free to scroll through that. Obviously, I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Google, though, is going to be your main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, although about 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google. We will mirror the content on Bing. We want you to get those phone calls as well. Of course, like I said, we'll do a website for you with your domain. That's going to be included at no cost. We're doing the Facebook ads, et cetera, at no cost. You'll see the long line that goes across it. Populate your mobile number and a few boxes beneath it. We want you to click all of those boxes. One, that you agree to receive SMS or text messages from us. One, that you authorize that you're the holder and signer of the card we have on file. And the last one, just that you understand that it's recurring automatic billing. But, of course, you can stop at any point in time. Once you've got those three boxes checked, click in the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. So it does need to be an exact match, which is Garrett C. Hightower, case sensitive with the G, C, and H capitalized, and no period after the middle initial of C. Our system doesn't like punctuation in that particular field. Once you've got your name in the long box, the orangish colored box says confirm signature on it. If you're on your smartphone, you might have to turn it sideways for that box to pop up high enough for you to click on it. But clicking on the confirm signature box does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we have waived your setup fee, reduced the cost, that we're going to include the website at no cost. And then, of course, it lets us do the initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's out there is accurate. It looks like you are successful in submitting that. You don't have to go the next step, which is to log into your tracking system, which, again, like I said, is not yet active. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access that, neither of which is really true at this point in time. Other than that, though, you are all set and squared away. I'm glad you are safely back on the road. We will call you. I'm going to send you out that calendar invite now. That call should get to you in about 25, 30 minutes. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello to you and answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I will try to keep my phone line open, but if for any reason I'm already on another call, they will reach out to you on their own. Other than that, I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you, get your name and a new website out there in front of more people, get your phone ringing a little bit more, and of course to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you too, Garrett. Mr. Hightower, we'll be talking to you in about a half an hour or so. Hopefully I'll be on that call as well. You take care and you have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you, Garrett. Thank you much. Bye now.